Boring Language Learner Podcast.
Hi, my name is Carolina. I'm in the second year of translation at IBIUS-UNESP, and this is Living in a COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. So today I want to talk about mental health during quarantine. I'll be going through a few different tips to help you create a better routine during these crazy times. And these habits are all things I started doing consistently during the COVID-19 pandemic, and so I thought I'd share what I learned so far, and let's dive into it. The first habit is having quality sleep. Sleep is something that modern society doesn't value quite a lot, and many of us struggle with it, especially right now. There are several factors in our day that can affect how we sleep, like alcohol, caffeine, technology use, unhealthy foods, lack of exercise, stress, and a messy environment. So here I invite you to rethink these habits to see if you could change anything in your life to help you sleep better in the future. My second tip is eating healthy. We all know that our bodies need to be fed healthy foods for us to feel better, but I also want to talk about sugar intake. I know that during quarantine, we have been eating a lot of sugar to feel better because it releases endorphins in our bodies, but too much sugar isn't good for your body or mind. We feel like we need sugar because it's an addictive substance, but once you stay away from it for a while, you stop craving it and start to feel so much healthier and better. Alongside a well-balanced diet, drinking water is super important, and we rarely drink enough water. Our body is 70% water, and almost every biological function requires water too. When we're hydrated, we sleep better, we think better, and we have more energy. Another one is exercise. Quarantine has really restricted the spaces where we can go to exercise, but you shouldn't stop doing it because it also releases endorphins, and it's for sure better than processed sugar. And it's good for your mind too. It helps you to calm down and forget about everything else, so try to find the best way for you to exercise and do it. Anything counts, and I promise you'll feel great afterwards. The next habit is meditation. Meditation is so powerful, and it can have such a calming effect on your mind. But many people say that they can't do it because when they try it, they keep fighting their own thoughts instead of just letting them come in. And meditation is not about avoiding your thoughts. It's about acknowledging those thoughts and then letting them go. And it's so interesting how when you close your eyes, your mind goes somewhere else. And when you're done, you realize that you have forgotten you're even there meditating. So if you're interested, please try it. It might take a few weeks until you adapt to it, but it's so worth it. Number 6 is journaling, which is my favorite one. Journaling has completely changed my perspective on life. It's been almost 200 days since I started journaling every single day, and I couldn't enjoy more. I've realized several things about myself, and I started to analyze my life in different ways. And it has really helped me to stay positive too, so I highly recommend journaling. Number 7 is reading. Reading daily is a habit that I've been trying to take on for a while. I haven't always liked to read, but there was a time in my life when I really fell in love with it because it took me to a whole new world, far away from reality. And now more than ever, we really need a healthy way to escape the world, so maybe try to incorporate reading in your life if you haven't already. Number 8 is one of the hardest ones to practice, which is reducing technology use. Too much technology can take a toll on your mental health and sleep patterns. Social media is especially problematic because it leads to comparison and anxiety. Technology is also addictive, so every time you get a notification, your brain releases endorphins. The notification makes you feel good, so you keep going back to your phone. But there are many benefits of cutting back on screen time, like having more focus to work and doing things way faster. And if you finish your work faster, you have more time to focus on other things that you enjoy doing as well. And the last habit is having a clean environment. Some people say that our physical space reflects our mind space, and it's very true. When we're not well, our house looks a mess, and I actually realize that the more time I spend cleaning, the more I can accomplish throughout the day because I feel motivated. And a dirty and messy space clutters your mind and stands in the way of your productivity too. So I think that's it, guys. I hope I was able to help you in some way, and thanks for listening. Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PODIBILSI, PAPERC, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.